This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
All right, the one and only Manny. Manny, before I go to you, Oz on the chat board, explain yourself, Orlando. Why do you think that about Tyreek? I already have, Oz. The show is there. You need to listen more often. We drop nuggets all throughout on the Dolphins constantly. I've already explained why Tyreek is gone at the end of the year. Okay? I do this all the time. And so I already did this with Flo. I did this with X. I told you X was gone 2 years ahead of time and Byron Jones a year ahead of time. So I have already explained that you did a segment already on it, right? You did a segment somewhere in there, right?
Yeah, it was the one where you were talking about the Tyreek needs to focus on the team.
Tyreek
team
needs
success.
To focus
a month
on,
ago.
Yeah, like a month ago. Okay? I already gave everybody. That's why everybody's kind of on the bandwagon now with the Tyreek thing, because we talked about it here on the show. He's gone. He's done. Okay? I've explained it over and over again. The writing's on the wall. It's over for him. I'm telling you. He is playing this year for someone else next year. That's why I also told you receivers in play tonight in the second round. All right, let's do it. Manny, just when you thought he was gone, nah, he sucks you right back in. We got Manny Diaz's protege with the Miami Dolphins, baby.
That's
How
right.
about that, Chop Robinson? And what do you think about that? Huh? What'd you think? Because I got to tell you, my NFL guys love the hell out of this kid. I love him.
The only question with Chop is production, right? Because he didn't have gaudy numbers. But I think in terms of his raw ability and his skills and what he can do for this defense that's obviously had its issues with injuries on the defensive line and edge rush.
Yeah.
And the edge rusher position, like, to me, it was the smart pick to make at 21. He was the best available, I think, at that position. And I think the Dolphins did a good job getting a guy who, but for all intents and purposes, real smart. And I think good enough to fit in the scheme here and to be a solid, 8 to 10 year NFL starter, maybe with a couple Pro Bowls if things pan out the way you hope.
By the way, I was dying to have you on because, you know, I love talking about things and then using different angles to kind of teach people, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you have some questions about Chop Robinson. Okay, fine. Do you question Manny Diaz when he starts talking about defensive ends?
No.
How about that?
No, not at all.
When you start thinking about his history, right? Miami and now here Penn State and all that. That mother effer kind of knows that position. He seems to find people that know how to play that position. And we may not be convinced of him as a head coach or whatever, but there's no denial that he's one hell of a defensive coordinator. And if a Dolphin wants to at least feel a little better about Chop, well, if Manny Diaz is coaching his ass up and he's respected by others, there's a reason there. And so he has a nice track record already at the U with this. This is something that maybe translates a little bit, and maybe Dolphins should kind of maybe look a little bit more big picture at it and say, hey, maybe there is something more to Chop here, because if you add Manny Diaz to the mix and you're objective about it, Manny Diaz, the D coordinator, you got to say, well, wait a minute, hold on. Maybe there's something to this kid.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, and you know, you obviously, you know, Jalen Phillips, Greg Rousseau, two guys that were first rounders that came from his system.
The Quincy kid?
Yep. Yeah, Quincy Roche, who was another solid player from Miami, an NFL guy. There's a lot of guys that came out of that defensive line in the last couple of years, and they came here in large part because of Manny Diaz and developed because of Manny Diaz. So to get another one of those Manny Diaz guys at that particular position, to me, I look at those results over anything else.
We have a Manny Diaz guy already.
Yeah. Exactly. You already have one.
And you know, nobody mentions this. Nobody talks about this. But, of course, on this show, we're going to give you different angles. We're going to come from different – you know, like, it's funny. Like, I spun it on people today. You know, like, when Tua got concussed, right,
It's right. like, oh, well, you, a lot of people are like, oh, he should quit football, right? And I'm like, well, yeah, you should have told that to Sidney Crosby his first couple of years, and he would have never had a Hall of Fame career. He's still playing, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, a couple championships. You know, that's what you would have taken away from. And it's funny because then I spun it the other way. I said, so all of you out there, you never have setbacks in life? You never have injuries? You never have health concerns? Brother, I've had a heart. I just went through an Achilles thing. I mean, you know, it's funny how we don't quit. We go forward and move ahead and fight through injuries and illnesses and setbacks. Yet we're so quick to tell players, oh, yeah, no, you need to quit. No, you're injury prone. You know, yeah. it's like, and you don't look at it the other way for us in life, that just like a player and just like a human being, you're going to have setbacks. Can mm-hmm. you fight through them? Do you have the character, the determination and all that kind of stuff? And those are the measurables that you have to figure out with a player. Now, if their knee has deteriorated, well, now we can't do anything about that. You know what I'm saying? Right. If he's got no cartilage, then, well, we can't do anything about that. But if he had an injury or here or there, if the guy is a quality person and knows how to get back, you can then trust the individual and take the chance.
Yeah, I think Jalen Phillips is sort of the perfect example of that, right? You think about his UCLA career, the neck injury from the accident that he was involved in, and them telling him he shouldn't play football anymore, and the guy comes back, becomes an All-American at Miami, and is a first-round pick. So now he's dealing with the Achilles. I have no doubts that guy is going to come back and be a stud still. So, I trust Manny Diaz guys on defense. There's no doubt.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I kind of, I was so looking forward to having you on, because it's not directly Canes. Right. I know it's NFL draft, but it is Canes related. And then there's a DNA involved, even with the Dolphin draft pick, that kind of mm-hmm. ties it to the Canes because of Manny Diaz and his propensity to find defensive ends. And yep. so he, maybe that makes Dolphins feel a little bit better, overall. So when is the first Cane off the board? Does it happen at all tonight?
I think it's possible. I was looking at ESPN's best available.
Right.
And they have Cam Kitchens 80th right now. So right. if you do the math, no, it's not going to happen tonight. He'll be a fourth rounder. I think that's the safe bet. But, look, Cam is a bright guy. I think there's probably, he's probably done a bunch of interviews with different teams. If anybody likes him and wants him in the third, somebody might need a safety, might take him in the third. So I think that's probably the most likely scenario.
Dolphins could trade down, get an extra third. Weaver likes safeties. They need a third safety.
Yeah, those are all possibilities, man. And you know what? Cam's one of those guys. He's not the fastest. But
he kind of fits what they would do.
Yeah.
Because really you use Holland as your center mm-hmm. and you bring him closer to the line. And right. so now he's covering not receivers, but he might be covering a tight end or a back, or he's rushing or helping you on the run and those kind of things. And I think then he becomes much more effective if he's mm-hmm. playing strong or closer to the line. He's like a half linebacker, half safety like.
Yeah. Yeah, right. absolutely.
Right.
And I think he's a guy that plays a lot on special teams, makes a lot of plays for NFL teams that way, and is just sort of a backup safety who maybe one day gets in the right situation and gets the opportunity to start and surprises people, right? And people say, man, where did he sort of come from? He was a fourth-round pick, and what did he do? But he had a great NFL career. So we see a lot of those guys, especially in the secondary.
Yeah, and again – Cam is a guy that we like him a lot. We saw him a lot, right? Now,
right.
Here's the funny shit, bro. So now when he goes to another team and another fan base that didn't watch him, well, they're drafting him on potential, right? Because he can grow into it. It's funny, right? But now we have Dolphins losing their minds because the current pick, Chop Robinson, didn't have 10 sacks last year. He had 4 or 5, I think it was, or whatever. But his pressures were through the freaking roof. And so they love that he's super disruptive, and they think everything else will, kind of work out. But, again, they don't want to accept the potential of, how much he can grow into it, but yet you'll accept Cam Kitchens because you were here in his backyard and you were watching him going, no, no, dude, that guy does some special shit at times that he could grow into one heck of a player. It's funny how you're willing to say it about Cam Kitchens, but not the guy you watched every day in Chop Robinson.
Oh, that again goes back to my opinion of Miami fans in general. They live in their own bubble. They don't sit there and really study the rest of the college football world.
Yeah.
And that's why I like working at the Athletic, because I feel like I get that perspective working with people all around the country that follow sports the same way I do. And, you know, I just think that's the issue we have here. We live in our bubble down here in South Florida. We don't really pay attention to anything else.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, man. Anything else on the recruiting front?
Well, I mean, this is a big weekend for the transfer portal. They got a lot of guys down here, you know, over the next few days, even the beginning of next week, that they're sort of chasing. You know, they've had a couple guys leave. They need a defensive lineman after losing Jared Harrison Hunt. I think they need another experienced guy. They've got a couple guys from Michigan State coming in. Derek Harmon and Simeon Barrow Jr. are two guys that'll be, I guess, visiting early next week. There's an edge rusher from Tennessee, Tyler Barron, a guy who had a few sacks last year, I think six sacks. You know, one of the better edge rushers in the portal. And then, of course, Damian Martinez, the running back from Oregon State. Sam Brown, the receiver from Houston. Linebacker Jalen Alderman, who's a starter for Louisville. And then cornerback Diony Hill from Marshall. Those are all the guys that are sort of visiting here beginning today and the rest of the weekend. They're going to try to make an impression on. And, you know, right now I got them about 83 scholarships, so they're going to still have to probably cut a few more guys between now and the start of the fall. But I think, you know, those are guys like Zion Nelson who have injury history, right? They're
right.
Basically don't have much of a career anymore. Guys who maybe are just academic guys that turn into students and don't play football anymore, which you see that happen at times with guys who just, you know. So I think they'll be fine in terms of space and people always worrying about, oh, they're going to be at 85. You know, who do they got to get rid of? I think they'll probably add 4 to 5 guys and cut maybe 2 or 3 more, and they'll be at the 85, and they'll have their team for the fall. Damian Martinez is the big pickup because they need a true number one running back with Mark Fletcher sort of dealing with the foot. So if they get him, I like where their squad is. I just don't think there's a lot of great DBs available. So this Diony Hill guy played in the system already for Lance Guidry and for Chevis Jackson at Marshall. And he was a 9-game starter last year. Yes, he's not a elite number one cornerback, but if he's your number three guy and you can count on him, then that's a good pickup.
Okay. All right. Good stuff there. What are you working on the Athletic so folks can check you out, my friend?
I just put out a new podcast yesterday with Carlos Ledo talking about everything we just talked about now, answering some questions about the NFL draft. This is an interesting stat I'll throw at you that I talked about in my podcast. There's been 6 Hurricanes drafted in the first round since Kenny Phillips. Miami had a 14-year streak of first-round picks that ended in 2008. Can you name all 6 Hurricanes who've gone in the first round since 2008?
Since 2008, all the first-rounders, Lord.
There's only 6 of them. There's not a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of one right now. Well, obviously Miami, Jalen Phillips is definitely one of them.
We mentioned the other one earlier.
Oh, Roche, yeah, Quincy Roche. No, he wasn't third. He was a second. He was a second. Rousseau was a second. I'm pretty sure he was like the 50th pick.
Rousseau was a first rounder.
Oh, he was a first rounder. Okay, so there you go. So that's 2. So Rousseau and Phillips. Jesus. Let's see if the chat board can get it. I gotta depend on the chat board now. Let me see. I'm trying to remember.
Since Phillips in 2008, there's been 6. I'll give you the positions. Okay. One of them was a cornerback, one of them was a receiver, one of them was an offensive tackle, and one of them was a tight end.
Flowers is since 2008? No, that's before 2008.
Yeah, no. It is? No, he was since 2008. Eric Flowers counts. That's 1.
Really? What year was it? Was it 2009 or something?
It was like 2010 or 11.
Okay.
Later on.
Okay, yeah, so that's Eric Flowers.
Yep.
No, Philip Dorsett a first rounder for New England?
Philip Dorsett, the last receiver that was a first rounder at Miami.
My God, yeah. No, I mean, Belichick is just really stupid with receivers. He really. Oh, that's a good one, Chad and Joku.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
That's one.
That's right? Five.
That's five.
So
that's five.
How many do we have left?
More. We got one more, the cornerback.
The cornerback. You cheated? Oh, just say it. Artie Burns. Oh, my God. Pittsburgh, yes.
So, oh, when I tell you that and you think about, go back to 2008 and say, those are Miami's six first-round picks, what does that tell you?
Yeah, no, it's bad. It hasn't been anything like the past.
It's startling, right? It's just like, God, man, like it's been such a bad run for them.
And a couple of mediocre first-rounders there, too.
Yeah. I mean, which of those guys is a star, right?
Yeah. Wow.
That's the kind of hole Mario is in, trying to change that much. Yeah.
What are you going to say, Sean?
In 15.
In 15?
And 20.
Right.
When did 21.
Right. Go ahead.
In 15 and 21, that was four of those six picks. Those two drafts had two first-round picks from each.
Yep.
Oh.
So
wow. So it's 2 years mostly that had most of those picks out of since 2008.
Since 2008, there's only been 4 years where you've had first-round picks.
Wow. Yeah, that's bad. Yeah,
and I'll tell you compare it to the rest of the ACC. My colleague Carlos asked me on the podcast. He goes, where does that rank in the ACC? I go, I'll just say Louisville's ahead of Miami with more first-round picks. NC State.
FSU, Clemson, I'm sure.
Florida State. I mean, you can go through the list.
Wow.
It's pretty embarrassing.
That's bad, dude. Yeah, things haven't been good down here for a while, man. Big time. He's got a lot of work to do and to improve it, you know, overall. I'm with you there. All right. Follow him on Twitter at @Manny_Navarro. So you can get great info and insight as always, and subscribe to The Athletic. Manny, have a great weekend, my friend. We'll catch up on Tuesday.
You too, brother.
Thank you, sir. There you go. I am so glad we had him on. By the way, remember Caneswear, use our code BIGO10. You will get 10% off. If you go online and you order over $99, you will get free shipping. And you can use our code BIGO10 to get 10% off. So that's a double whammy. If you go in personally and you go see them there at 2566 South University Drive in Davie, right next to La Spada, well, then you can use our code BIGO10 so you can get 10% off at caneswear.com.